Revelation chapter 18. After these things, I saw another angel descending from the heavens, having great power, and the earth was illuminated by his glory. And he cried out with a loud voice, saying, The great Babylon is fallen, and has become a habitation of demons, a den of every unclean spirit, and a stronghold of every impure and detestable winged creature. For all the nations have drunk of the wine of the passion of her defilement, and the kings of the earth have had defiling intercourse with her, and the merchants of the earth have become wealthy through the influence of her self-indulgence. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, Come out of her, my people, so that you don't get involved in her sins, and so that you don't end up partaking of her calamities. For her collective sins have even reached to heaven, and God will punish her offenses. He will pay her back according to what she has done, even double according to her works. In the cup which she mixed, pour out her double, to the degree that she glorified herself and lived luxuriously, to that degree give her torment and grief. For she says in her heart, I sit like a queen, am not a widow, and will never see sorrow. Therefore, in one day her calamities will come, death, sorrow, and famine, and she will be completely burned up with fire, for the Lord God who judges her is mighty. And the kings of the earth who had defiling intercourse with her, even living luxuriously, will weep and beat their breasts over her when they see the smoke of her burning fire, keeping far away because of the fear of her torment, saying, Woe, woe, that enormous city, that powerful city Babylon, for in one hour your judgment has come. And the merchants of the earth weep and mourn over her, for no one buys their merchandise anymore. Merchandise of gold, silver, precious stones, pearls, fine linen, purple cloth, silk, scarlet garments, all aromatic wood, every item of ivory, every item made of expensive wood, of brass, of iron, or of marble, cinnamon, spices, incense, ointment, frankincense, wine, olive oil, fine flour, grain, cattle, sheep, merchandise of horses, vehicles, and even the bodies and souls of men. And the ripe fruits which your soul craved have gone away from you, and all the shiny and luxurious things have been destroyed, and you will never find them again. The merchants of these things, who were made wealthy by selling these things to her, will keep far away because of the fear of her torment, weeping and mourning, saying, Woe, woe, the enormous city, the one who was clothed in fine linen, purple and scarlet, and lavished with gold, precious stones, and pearls. For in one hour such tremendous wealth was destroyed. So every ship captain, all those who sail in ships, seamen, and as many as work at sea stood far away, and cried out, seeing the smoke of her burning fire, saying, What could ever again be like the enormous city? And they threw dust on their heads and cried, weeping and mourning, saying, Woe, woe, that enormous city, through which all who had their ships in the sea were made wealthy by selling her valuable goods, for in one hour she has been destroyed. Rejoice over her, O heaven, along with those set apart for God, the sent ones, and the prophets, for God has judged your case against her. And a powerful angel lifted up a stone like a huge millstone and threw it into the sea, saying, This is the way in which Babylon, the enormous city, will be thrown down and will never be found again. And the sound of harpists, musicians, flute players and trumpeters will never be heard in you again, and no craftsman of any craft will be found in you again, and the sound of a mill will never be heard in you again, and the light of a lamp will never shine in you again, and the voice of the bridegroom and the bride will never be heard in you again, because your businessmen were the famous men of the earth, and because all the nations were led astray by your seduction. And the blood of prophets and of those set apart for God was discovered in her, along with the blood of all those who have ever been killed on the earth. This is the end of Revelation chapter 18.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.